We just heard from Donald Trump with Donald Trump's little segment each day. So the question has to be asked as we segue into Mr. Rip Taylor. Who has better hair, Donald Trump or Rip Taylor? Hello, Mr. Taylor, sir.
Let me just say one thing, Peter.
Yes.
It's windy as hell in Vegas, and rug warnings are up. I have better hair. In any color, pal, too. These roots are dead. I got mine from the hind leg of a dog. I go by a tree, and the whole left side lifts. Now, don't be funny. And you're fired. Oh, pardon me. Put Peter on, the nice one.
How you doing, sir?
Petey, I tell you, it is cool in Las Vegas. Last night, my suite, I'm saying it to start us, my suite faces the Strip. At 2:30, they imploded the Desert Inn Hotel. And I called down the desk. I said, I asked for an 8 o'clock wake-up. They screamed. They imploded the Desert Inn last night.
Right.
At 2:30 in the morning. Good God.
You have been
down is huge.
You have been working in Vegas for years. You are
yes, I think Lincoln something was. I remember him coming through here. It was quite some time, and I won Entertainer of the Year many times, and then I graduated from the lounges, but like Rickles did, at the Sahara over to the main room, and then I've been ever since the main room. Yeah.
Now
it's wonderful, and I'm only gamble talking to you, nobody else.
I grew up watching you on things like the Merv Griffin Show on the Gong Show.
Yeah.
I used to watch you on.
Yeah, and my $1.98 beauty show. Don't forget that for Chuck Barron.
That's right, the $1.98 beauty show.
I wonder where I heard it.
And the thing I remember you most for, of course, is always having lots of confetti.
Yes, all the way to the bank, Peter. Remember this.
I'm sure the Teamsters must hate you because someone has to clean up after
you.
No,
let me tell you why they don't. They can't wait to get overtime and clean up the mess when I finish.
Okay. I got you.
Please book, Rip, and have him bring more.
How did that whole thing start with the confetti?
Well, now, here's the truth. Years ago, I was doing Merv Griffin the first time, and I have a terrible memory. It takes me a long time to memorize a play. Ask you about that one-man show. I just wrote it and I did it here, but let's come back to that.
Okay.
So I was doing 5x7 cards on my first Merv Griffin show, and I was going in the dumper. It was horrendous. They were not laughing. They didn't get me. They didn't understand me. So I just panicked, tore up the cards, threw it in the air, which became confetti, and then I pulled Charo's Cascade wig off, pulled Van Johnson's shoes off, and threw them in the audience and knocked Merv Griffin's desk over, and ran up the aisle because it was next door to Sardi's in New York, and went to Sardi's and said, that's the end of my television career. But in those days, they showed it 2 weeks later, and when they showed it, the switch brought it up like a Christmas tree, and they called me and said, get the guy that goes crazy. And when Merv called me, I said, I'm sorry, I'll pay for any damage. He says, do more. So when I went back, I would throw peanuts, and then I would throw candy. I would throw candy kisses at the audience. And still the jokes were terrible, and still are. But then one day I threw marshmallows at the audience, and they threw them back, Peter. They threw them back. Which means there was a rapport with the audience. And that's how that whole thing started.
I guess
in that inch, it is all by accident.
I guess they say necessity is the mother of invention.
Well, whoever she is. But the point is, there's no proof.
There's no proof.
No, but it's true. Isn't it funny? It just happened by accident.
Now,
I wrote a one-man show, and I did it here at the University in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Called It Ain't All Confetti. I'll bring it over to your town soon.
Sorry. Now, I'm going to ask you about that one-man show in just a few moments. But in the United States, which you got to admit is somewhat of a very litigious society, are you not concerned that someone, you know, even though you're hitting them with marshmallows and confetti, might want to sue?
Wait, let me get my dictionary. Litigious. Is that L-I-T? Yes, who cares? I need more publicity if they do. No, wait a minute, stop and think. They have a bigger hands than I. They wanted to get on camera.
Right.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't wait to hit me with it.
Now, you're going to be on TV this Thursday, are you not?
This Thursday, yeah. Will and Grace, my first time. I waited 4 years to get on. I finally got on. And it's during Sweeps Week. It's a very small part, Petey, but the point is I'm on a hit show in Sweeps Week on Will and Grace playing Rip Taylor. And when I got the script, I said to Jim Burrows, the director, who's brilliant, Jimmy, what's my motivation? He says, the check. They're all funny people. Lovely people to work with. Oh, my God. marvelous.
Now, you say you waited 4 years to get on
the
show.
Yes, I wanted to get on in the beginning. I wanted to be his father. I wanted to be Karen's husband. I wanted to be the landlord. Anything, because it's a funny, written, wonderfully acted show. So, and they all said, oh, we love you, you'll be on, we love you, you'll be on. Debbie Reynolds was the mother. Debbie Reynolds and I do an act together to this day in our casinos when we had a hotel, you know that.
Right.
And so she's playing the mother. I can come on and be her vaudeville partner. Oh, we'll find something. 4 years. I said, my God, I could have died waiting for you to find something.
So how did they come about the idea of you being yourself as opposed to...
I wish I knew. I would have done it sooner.
We are talking with Rip Taylor here on Montreal.
Are we? Oh, good.
Yes, we are. On Montreal's News Talk leader, CJD 800. We had to take a quick break. I want to hear all about your one-man show.
Well, come on back. I got a lot more to tell you.
Okay, this is Montreal's
News. I wear a wig, Peter. Did you know that?
I've heard.
Bald as an eagle.
You can also check Rip's website out, www.riptaylor.com, and you can see it.
Yeah, please keep in touch.
You can see a picture of him without the wig, by the way.
Stop it.
No, it's there on your site.
I use it as a muff.
This is Montreal's News Talk leader, CJD 800.
You're listening to Holder Tonight with Peter Anthony Holder on Montreal's News Talk leader, CJD 800.
Peter Anthony Holder here with you on Montreal's News Talk leader, CJAD 800. We are talking with actor, comic, Rip Taylor. I knew I was going to say that. I knew I was going to make that mistake. There are too many rips in Hollywood. Sorry?
You, Holder, you brought it. Now listen, why would you say that? Why would you think? The man was arrested recently and then he got off because he said he was imbibing too much. I'm going to smack you when I see you, Rip Torn. First of all, wait a minute. First of all, doesn't Rip Torn sound like a comedian's name made up?
Yes.
Now, let me tell you what else, which is the honest to God truth. He was married to a brilliant actress called Geraldine Page. Am I right or wrong?
Yes. Oscar winner.
Now, put their last name on the mailbox. What's his last name and hers?
Torn Page.
Now, every time he got mail, he would yell at the mailbox man, I understand, because they were laughing at the torn page and thought it was a joke. And I said, well, then take it off the mailbox or change your name. I mean, isn't that logic? I don't know if the man has any humor, but I like to meet him. I've met him. He was charming to me.
Absolutely.
But, you know, everybody says Rip Torn. Well, that's fine. He's a brilliant actor, but he's not Rip Taylor, the comedian.
But... Well, the reason why I made that Freudian slip is that Rip...
Everybody does. I'm not mad. Everybody does.
Now, Rip Taylor is also a fine actor who's done dramatic work as well.
Well, I got a new offer. Did I? Wait, first of all, you're talking about Indecent Proposal to me, more Robert Redford.
That's right.
Oh, that was wonderful for me. But I did an audition last week with Nick Cassavetes, which is a new movie coming out with Bruce Willis and Sharon Stone and Courtney Cox, and I'd be the coroner if I get the part. They've already offered me the part, but I don't know if I can do it.
Now,
I'll let you know if I do.
Is there a problem when people come and, or I'm sure you have an agent you deal with getting
scripts. Oh, yeah.
Is there a problem when...
If I die, 12 people are out of work and they can't talk to you, Holder.
Okay. Is there a problem when they say, you know, we have an actor that we want up for this part, it's Rip Taylor. Do they ever get that situation where they go, well, he's the comic, he's not an actor?
A lot. Now, here's how the Nick Cassavetes thing started. My agent, the casting director, was talking to Nick, and Nick said to the casting director, I want a Rip Taylor type.
Okay.
And the casting director said, well, why don't you get Rip Taylor? And Nick said, can he act? He said, look at the clip in Indecent Proposal, and that's how I got the offer.
Well, how did you get the role in Indecent Proposal?
Because Adrian Lyne, the director, who is brilliant, saw through the comic and the wig and said, take off the hat, meaning the wig, and do the lines, and that's how I did it, and it worked in 3 takes.
You know, you mentioned Rickles.
It's so flattering. Plus, I've done plays since, you know, right. It's not War and Peace. Don't misunderstand me.
You know, when I think of the role you had in Decent Proposal, it reminds me, because you mentioned Rickles earlier.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the dramatic turn he did when I saw the movie when I was a kid. Was it The Rat Race?
I guess so, or Casino. He was good in that, too.
He was good in Casino, but in Rat Race, where you mentioned also Debbie Reynolds.
Debbie.
With Debbie Reynolds.
Yeah,
where he was a horrible boss, and you thought, wow.
Yeah.
It shows a range that a lot of comics have.
He and I both started in strip joints in Washington, D.C., coincidentally. Then I followed him in the lounge at the Sahara, coincidentally.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're both in Vegas, coincidentally. He's a lovely man.
How did your career start?
Well, first of all, I was a page in the United States Senate. Then I got drafted in the Army, and I started doing record pantomime, and that's how I started. I worked strip joints all my life. And then somebody saw me and put me on the Ed Sullivan Show.
And, of course, Ed had a... You were the crying comedian?
Yes, I was, because he forgot my name the first show. I'm in the wings. He forgot my name. It's on the card. He couldn't see it. So I walk out, pulled a hair from my nose, and a tear came down my face. I said, Rip Taylor. He said, of course you are. And I did all the jokes crying, and I was a crying comic. After that, I rang the bell, and the laugh in took that. And then I threw a confetti, and everybody's doing that. Then I did props for Evan, and somebody else is doing that, if you know who I mean.
Don't say a word,
I'll kill him. Mm-hmm. I'll cut my throat. Because
mm-hmm.
I called them, and I says, if you're going to do me and take things and do them, let me help you make it better. And they denied they were doing it. What, am I blind?
Yeah, that person you're referring to has been here.
Don't.
I won't mention his name.
Don't, because I'm not going to get in anything with him. It's just. But the sad thing is, they don't realize there's room for all of us.
Right. Right. The only thing I was going to say is that person's been here at Just for Laughs in Montreal. Have you thought of coming up to Montreal?
No, let me tell you why. I don't like comedy clubs because I don't do well. I think my humor would be too old or too dated for them because I'm funny, not dirty. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I have worked Montreal, one of my first jobs. As I mentioned before, please think it was a strip joint in Montreal. Can I mention the name? It was so long ago, it's probably closed.
Go ahead.
The Chez Paris.
Okay.
It was magnificent. I stayed at the Laurentian Hotel. I had such a marvelous time in Canada. God, mm-hmm. I loved it.
Okay.
And I tried to speak French and couldn't quite make it.
You want to know something?
What?
The strip club's still there. The hotel's gone.
Oh, my God. I closed bigger towns than that with my work, baby.
Okay. We have a few more minutes to go with Rip Taylor. That's Taylor.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
We have Rip Taylor with us on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJD 800.
You're listening to Holder Tonight with Peter Anthony Holder on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
Peter Anthony Holder here with you on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800. We are talking with actor and comic Rip Taylor here on CJAD.
Hello.
Hello, yes, and a little while ago...
Litigious. Is that L-I-D? I'll get it. Call you back.
A couple of weeks ago, about a month ago now, we had Phyllis Diller on the program.
Oh, I just saw her 2 nights ago. I had Peter Pan, the show at the Penn Pages in L.A.
And she was an absolute delight to talk to, and of course...
Oh, she's charming.
She's now retired, and we were talking about...
No, that means from doing the act. She's working harder than ever, acting and making a personal appearance for charity.
Exactly, and she's also doing painting and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But we were talking about comedy today and how it's changed and how it's not the same that it was when
dirty,
she started. And
filthy.
What do you think of comedy today in general?
I don't. I mean, now stop and think about this. In the comedy clubs, the first thing a comic does when he walks out, now stop and think because I've seen too many, they move the microphone. Is it blocking the view? Every one of the damn people move the mic like it's in the way. That means, how's everybody doing? That means, A, they have no act. And the third question is, where are you from? And if the guy answers, they pick on that guy. And that's their 8 minutes of fame. There's your answer to comedy clubs. It's all over. It's terrible. When the first one opened that in L.A., we were all there. An hour and a half later, they were stealing each other's jokes. That's the truth.
Your act is a very, although you mentioned one person, but your act is kind of hard to steal.
I'm quick. I'm out, man my age doing this. I'm going to make a fool of myself, and that's all it is. I want to be foolish and a clown. And that's what I want to be, the road company Red Skelton. It's so flattering.
Okay.
I met him once.
You did say a man your age. So your act is very high energy, very high octane.
Yes, yes, yes.
Does it get tiring for a man your age?
No, it gets tiring when I'm waiting to go on. I want to get, I'm revved up, get that motor going. Oh, yeah, I'm a ham bone, baby. You know, Peter, look in the mirror. two of us are hams. That's all there is to it. Litigious. L-I-D-L-I-T-T-D. I'll find it. I got three jokes, and I won't keep you.
Okay, go ahead.
The Jewish boy calls his mother, says, Mama, I met the girl I'm going to marry. Come to the house to meet her tomorrow. She goes to the house. Three girls sitting on the couch in the living room. He says, which one do you think I'm going to marry, Mama? Says, the redhead. He says, how'd you know? She says, because I hate her. The second one, the bum goes to the Jewish lady backstage, back door. I haven't eaten. Do you have any food? Would you mind eating yesterday's soup? Yes, I don't mind. Come back tomorrow. Here's the last. Peter, don't ever lose me. You're a good audience. I want you in the front when I'm working. Now, here's the next one. The guy goes, and this is my favorite in life. So silly. Guy walks in the library, says, librarian, do you have any books on suicide, please? She said, yes, aisle six. He says, there are no books. She says, they never bring them back. Oh, it makes me pee. It's so silly. Jesus, God. Now listen, you keep an eye, watch me, and tell all your friends to call Will and Grace and say, bring Rip back.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Would you like to do more, either episodic or
yes,
sitcom?
I'm tired of traveling. I got too damn many things. The wigs are enough overweight.
How many, okay, how many wigs do you have?
I have 125, and each one has a different name.
Now, why do you need 125 wigs?
People have to rinse. What are you, nuts? These roots are dead. I'm going to go see Siegfried and Roy's Cuban show tonight in the next half hour. He has three of mine on now, and no one knows it. Siegfried, he says, when I met Roy, I was the magician and Roy was the magic. Well, it's probably true. Mm-hmm. We got a new show opening in the hotel tonight.
Where do you call home, by the way?
I call legally, if you're with the IRS,
mm-hmm.
Nevada.
Okay.
Now, listen, one more thing. What was I going to say? Oh, I sold my likeness to Slot Machine Company, and it's the old Match Game TV show. Remember that?
You're right.
Now, here's what it is. They're all over the country. They're starting to make more of them. There's 50 up against the wall. As you walk down the aisle of the casino, you hear me yelling, come over here. Scare the hell out of the poor people. They're penny machines, Peter, penny. And if you get three of me, confetti goes, and if you lose a quarter in the half hour, I say, would you move on? You're blocking the aisle from a big spend. So I'm not proud. You got to keep going. Got to keep going. I'm going to do Sirius Radio Satellite tomorrow night and say hello from you.
Okay. Please do
oh,
that.
Sure. I did it already 2 weeks ago in New York.
Now, you said seriously, if I was the IRS, your home is Nevada.
Yeah, in Las Vegas.
So seriously, does your driver's license say Charles Elmer Taylor on it?
It does, Melf. And tell Rip Torn what his real name is, too. It's just L-I-D-M. L-I-T-P-U something. I'll find it and call you.
Litigious.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to seeing you on Thursday night on Will and Grace.
Very, very brief, so don't get upset if it's so short. But at least I'm on. That's all I care.
Yeah. And we missed, the gong show was...
Oh, yeah, we gang-gonged a lot of people, J.P. Morgan and I.
Mm-hmm.
We had more fun doing that show. Chuck is so wonderful. He was so wonderful to me. So that's why I got the Don 98 Beauty Show, if you remember.
Right. That was one show that unfortunately did not play a lot in our neck of the woods. The golf.
Oh, absolutely. I think he's going to rerun it again. They have recently on the Comedy Channel.
I'll look forward to seeing that.
Yeah, please try.
Okay. And are you playing in Vegas these days besides?
I'm here rewriting the show to take it to peddle it to New York.
To New York.
Because there are so many one people shows opening in New York. You know, Whoopi's got one, Billy Crystal's got one, America, Don's got one. Everybody's getting one man show because they're cheaper to perform.
Right.
So if I ever do, don't forget it's called It Ain't All Confetti.
It Ain't All Confetti.
That's the play.
So when are your memoirs coming out?
Well, that's what the play will be, isn't it? You know, you could even make that into a book, you know, if you wanted to.
Right.
You know what I mean. Then we go to your house for coffee.
I don't know. I don't know if I can handle all the confetti.
Well, three nuns are tearing it right now as we speak. I don't tear that crap. What are you, nuts? I got a show in April. I don't need to tear the paper, too. Jesus. Peter, think.
Okay.
The damn dictionary is written in French. I can't quite make it out.
By the way, our producer, Oliver, is still chuckling from the jokes you told him off air before we started tonight, so.
Well, Oliver's breath will knock you out over the phone, please. Jesus. Please.
Thank you, sir, for being on the program with us.
Thank you. and your listeners, thank you very much, and thank both of your listeners for having the patience to listen to me.
Rip Taylor here on CJD. You can catch him Thursday night on Will and Grace on NBC, 8:30 to 9.
Yeah, L-I-T-R-I-P.
Litigious.
Thank you, Peter. I love you, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Rip Taylor here on Montreal's News Talk Leader CJD. And what a whirlwind of a guy he is.
I know what it was. I can still hear you, you know. Jesus. I need a drink. I had vodka and prune juice called a pile driver. Will you hang up?
Say hello to Caroline from our newsreader before you go away.
Oh, where's Caroline?
She's right.
Hi.
Hiya, Carol, honey. You had the face done yet?
Well, as this is radio, I don't even need my face done. I can come in looking however I want.
I know exactly what you mean, precious. I know just what you mean. I wasn't meaning to be rude, but I had heard. You know what I'm saying. I didn't know we were still on the air, but that damn Peter sneaks.
Oh, I see.
And Oliver with the... Oy,
I'll get them later, then.
Till Oliver gets a price in his head to take it. Jesus. I met Oliver when he was a door-to-door tuxedo salesman in Tijuana, but don't tell anybody.
Ooh, new rumors. Good.
Thank you, Rip. News is
try
next.
Have a good time, and thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night.
News
Bye-bye.
Is next here on CJD.